First of all, welcome anyone listening to the Next Prospectus podcast. My name's Andy. I'm one of the managing directors at Prospectus, and we're interviewing today Sean Webster. So Sean and I served on the board of Keyring together, a really amazing charity working across the UK with people with learning disabilities. And today Sean's agreed to sort of have a conversation with me really about his experience, his background as a trustee, what he enjoys and what he contributes really to board members. And Sean and I were talking before about what we think is really important, I think, and Sean will introduce himself and talk a lot more eloquently than me, is that this is really about people, and Sean's learning disability doesn't define him, and he has value as a person, and for us that's really important. But yeah, Sean, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Sean Webster, MBE. I've got learning disabilities. I've been working most of my life, and my passion is giving people with learning disability a voice, to be included, to be respected, bad in jargon, and human rights.
And human rights. And there's quite a rich background that you've got. I've just had one trustee role, and Sean, you've done a lot of work, and I think volunteering in your time as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your previous roles?
I did do volunteer work with Keyring some years ago. It was very interesting because at the time I was working at a warehouse. Did enjoy it because, can I be blunt with the truth, I was stuck there by a pathway. The much useless chocolate, thank God. So I've just been shoveled, covered. You just, tick a box, you got a job, you got to learn to speak, be grateful. Oh, I wasn't grateful. Being bullied and physical, being bullied and verbal abuse. But I couldn't leave a job, there was nowhere to go. But they told me about Keyring. And I did do volunteering work with Keyring. And that got me thinking about my life, about my future, where I want to go. And I did do volunteer work with them some years ago. God, that was a long time ago. God, I'm 49 now, bloody hell. And in a way, Keyring opened doors for me. If I had Keyring, I would have a job at Change. And I've been working for Change for 20 years. And when I did my volunteer work at Keyring, that helped me to get my job at Change. Because they were looking for people with life experience, not A levels or anything like that. Just life experience.
Potential, right?
Yeah. And I did work with them about him. I did work with Shane about employment, around sexuality, because myself, I'm bisexual myself, came out when I was 38 years old. But it was difficult because I thought I was going mad because I didn't understand it myself. And especially school think you got to learn disability, you don't have sex or any relationships. And I'm at the doctors about that, but it wouldn't much hope. But two friends helped me from Change that got me to understand about my sexuality. Thank God for that, they were there for me. But because of my experience, I use that in my work now. In Change, I'm doing projects about LGBTQ+. I use my experience about healthcare, about having mental health problems. I do work about LGBTQ, I do work about employment in the past too. I use my bad experience working for that warehouse firm I used to work for. And I got experience about making information accessible. I do a lot. good thing having experience in life, it helps you to change attitudes for people who haven't got learning disabilities and inspire other people with learning disabilities to be like yourself.
I think that's the, when we talked before as well, that's the whole thing about making sure that other people have the same opportunities.
Yeah,
you do. And obviously you talked there about a lot of different experiences.
Yeah.
Which I think anyone doing any trustee role, they bring their experiences to the board table and to discussions about governance. And I guess my first question really then is, why is being a trustee important to you?
Being a trustee is important to me because if I did have Kiva in my life now, I'd be isolated and I won't be where I am now. I'd be doing my job I didn't like to be. I'd be in a house I don't want to be. I'd be isolated, not all any friends at all. I think I'd be in a workplace without Keyring. That's why I'm giving my thanks back to Keyring to change my life for the better and use my life experience to make trustee better for everybody on Keyring Network.
Okay, well, that's really, really cool. So for you, it's about making sure that you're there to influence change and in someone else's life because you've seen that benefit.
And if I don't agree in anything I've been on about, I can speak my mind. Because I'm not speaking my mind for me, I'm speaking for people with learning disabilities. I'm there for it.
Definitely. And I've seen that too at the board meetings as well. Yeah. You're there. It's really good to hear that you feel that you you can contribute as well. You're there to have a voice. And that sort of comes on to a little bit into my next question, actually, is sort of what do you think you contribute as a trustee?
I think what I can give to the trustee is I give my opinions and my voice to make sure that they're on the right track. If I'm happy with what they're saying, I'll support them on that. If I'm not, I'll speak my mind. But I'm very tactful. I will speak. I don't go in like a bull in a china shop. If I'm not happy, I'll tell you. Like over the day, I was at a mental health meeting at St. Mary, and they showed me 40 questions. How people with learning disabilities understand 40 questions there? Unrealistic. But no offense, if I looked at that, I would make the effort.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd look at 40 questions, to be honest, Sean.
I think you need to knock it down to 25 or 20, but I feel like I could do that too in teaming. If they're trying something new and they're not thinking of the word, I'll speak my mind.
And I think that's a really important thing about being a trustee, isn't it? It's being able to speak your mind. And I think particularly the bit that you said then about being tactful.
Yeah.
I think that's really important as well. I certainly noticed that on the board of Keyring, there's a real respect, I think, for people's voices and people's opinions. And that was why I found it so enjoyable. And so could I also, what do you think trustee boards should do if they want to recruit someone onto their board who has a learning disability?
I think they need to have one-to-one meetings, to be a one-to-one meetings, get to know the person. If they are making information, they need to make it accessible.
What works for you? What's important for you in the accessibility? What things do you find most helpful?
When they're talking to me in plain English, if I don't understand, I ask them to repeat themselves. Because I'm gonna be honest with you. If you don't tell them, they're not mind readers. You've got to do your bit too.
Yeah, that's true. Meeting halfway, right?
Yeah, halfway. Because I believe if they want to make information accessible, you could put your half of it too. Because if no one's doing that, what is the point of a meeting? Because I'm not there to tick a box. I'm there to put my opinion on a voice.
And I guess that comes into, that's a little bit about my last question I think I've got for you too, is you talk about how you want to change the picture.
Yeah.
People with learning disabilities and let them have the same opportunities that you do. So what would you say to someone with a learning disability who's considering becoming a trustee? Is it that? Is it speak their voice? Is it meet halfway? What would you say to them?
I think maybe if you went down my route, you need to get to know and meet them, tell them about your disabilities, talk to them about how to make sure everything is accessible, but we need to work together on it. It's very important to work together to make accessible, because if you don't do that, what point having trustee board meeting in jargon?
Yeah. I mean, the jargon's a good point for everyone, I think, as well.
Yeah, because my belief is we all need to work together, not just one side, both sides. You're both sides of a coin, heads and tails, and we need to work together. Because if we really want the trustee to work, we need to work together on everything around questions, how people talk, around respect, around inclusion. Because I don't want to go to a meeting, I'm the talky, listed person with a learning disability. I've been to too many meetings like that, and it made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been to a lot in past, and I feel, oh, I've got to be with a learning disability, tick the box. And I'm not there to tick a box, mate. I'm there to have an opinion and tell them to speak my mind. And it fits have the look shocked.
That's a good thing, I guess, that challenge that you bring as well then.
Yeah.
So if people have a perception or they think that you're there to just be quiet, that's definitely not your role.
Oh, I'm not there to be quiet, mate. I'm not there.
And I remember in my leaving card from Kieran, when I stepped down from the board, you put a really nice message about, so I stepped down because having a kid. What advice would you have for me then if I'm a new father? What do you think? What's the best bit of advice you've got?
I'm a father to 8 kids now.
How many children?
8 kids.
8?
Thanks, Bill. My wife in Philippines, she got 5. My ex, I got 3. My advice, be the best person to be. Listen to your kids. Make sure they respect you. You respect them, and always talk.
Always talk. I think that's a lovely one, actually.
Yeah. Because when. And always, if they ask for advice, be there for them. My oldest daughter in Philippines, Grace, I can't say too much about it, but she wanted my opinion and she wanted me to be truthful. My advice is, if the person do it to you again, give them more chance. If do it a different time, walk away.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about talking, always make sure that you can have that advice as well. And actually, Sean, do you have any questions? Any questions for me at all?
Yes. What type of work you do? And how long have you been doing it?
Ah, okay. So previously I worked for Surrey County Council in a learning disability team. So that's where I started off just after university.
Yeah.
And then the last 10 years, I've been working in Prospectus. So that was my initial interest in, I think, about joining Keyring was I worked in the charity sector, Prospectus, recruitment and advertising. But from my first job, I've always been interested and passionate about learning disabilities. And it's not an area that I know as much about. So that's why I joined Keyring. But day to day, it's advertising, it's recruitment, working with some really great people at Prospectus. That I know that when they see this video, I think there's going to be a lot that you talk about that really resonates with them. That stuff about having speaking in mind, I think being respectful, tactful, always talking. I think those things are really important.
Can I be honest about that? I learned that skills. I learned to be tactful all the time when I work with people like yourself. Because if you kick off, you're not going to take anywhere. It just make it'll make life worse. You've got to work with people. You've got to be tactful. Speak your mind in a professional way. If you kick off, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not.
I'm glad you think I'm tactful. Hopefully everyone else agrees, Sean.
I think you are.
Thank you very much. That's a nice compliment. So I think I'll probably bring it to a close now, I think. But I just want to say again, genuinely, it was a real pleasure working with you on the board of Keyring, and all those things you've talked about. I've seen you put them into practice over the sort of the 3 years or so that we worked together on the board. And yeah, really, really thank you very much.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome.